Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonathan Feldstein, president at Genesis 123 Foundation. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, thank you so much for making time to chat to our listeners this afternoon. So, Jonathan, talking about the nuclear deal and, you know, between Iran and the world powers. So now apparently it's off the table, will not be signed in the foreseeable future. So what actually has transpired here?
Well, the operative word, I think, as you said, is now apparently, because I don't know that that means it's off the table for good. I think that I think that the two main factors that may have pushed it off to the side, well, I'd say three. It seems like the Iranians continue to be very brazen as far as what they're expecting in such a deal. But I think between the U.S. election coming up, I think the 8th of November, and then the Israeli election the week earlier, they're probably on different ends of the spectrum reasons why it's not in the U.S. interest to push now for an agreement. And I'll share something that came up just this week in an interesting conversation in Jerusalem. And I think from the opposite perspective, it's important for Israel going into the election, especially for Prime Minister Lapid, not to have anything substantial take place, to be able to, have him take credit for that. But by the same token, if the Iranians continue to be brazen, as he stood in front of a F-35 jet the other day and made a comment, not in English threatening the Iranians, but in Hebrew, politicking toward the Israeli public, I think that that's a lot of the reason why we're having this conversation, that apparently not now there will be an agreement.
And the impact with this relationship now between Israel and the United States?
That's an excellent question. I think it's an excellent question. Part of the answer to that will be what's the outcome of the U.S. midterm election. And that actually leads to a very impromptu visit I had. I was at the King David Hotel the other evening and walked in to see a very famous U.S. Senator, Lindsey Graham, who I've never met, but I walked right over to him to thank him for his staunch pro-Israel stance and moral stance on so many things. And he was lovely and engaging. And then I learned he was leading a bipartisan Republican and Democrat delegation here in Jerusalem about what I don't know. But when I realized that my U.S. senator in New Jersey, where I also have residence and vote, Bob Menendez was here, I realized there's something big going on, because Bob Menendez was one of the Democrats who stood up against President Obama in the original Iran deal in 2015. So I think that if the Democrats don't have a very good showing, they won't be in a position to push through, and neither will Joe Biden be in a position, because the Republicans will make sure that there's not a deal.
And I mean, you touched on the original deal, the 2015 deal that was signed under U.S. President, I think it was Barack Obama in those days. And so now, does the nuclear deal just carry on as per the terms of that agreement, the 2015 agreement?
Oh, no, that deal was abrogated. The Iranians weren't following the terms of it anyway, as I understand, and the U.S. withdrew from it, and basically that's off the table, and that's why the Iranians have been very public about enriching uranium at very, very high levels, far beyond anything that they claim for any peaceful agreement, peaceful use or non-military use. And that ultimately leads to the question, which I think you and I have discussed before, which is what will be the military consequence of that?
Absolutely. And do you think that this is salvageable? You touched on it when we started. I mean, do you think it's just totally, it's off the table, gone, or will it be relooked at? You know, will people relook at it?
I think people will relook at it, but not necessarily because it's a good option, but because they don't have a better option and they have their interests. When President Biden was here in July, I don't recall, he and President and Prime Minister Lapid were on the same podium at one point, and President Biden spoke specifically about how a nuclear deal and diplomacy are the best responses or possibilities vis-a-vis dealing with the Iranians. And Prime Minister Lapid contradicted him in public at that same podium, that he says he can't trust the Iranians, and I don't think we can. And I think when you look at the European powers, the French specifically, they have a lot of business interests. And I think that those business interests cloud what's real. These are still the same Iranians who 40 plus years ago had a violent, deadly revolution, and they are the leaders of Islamic terror in the world. And my personal feeling is I don't know how anyone can make a deal with them that they've broken already, then they will continue to break and use the funding from which to fund other terrorism. The sad thing is the consequence of that means that there'll be a military confrontation. And I don't look forward to that, but if that's the way that we need to stop the Iranians, sadly, that's what I advocate for.
Absolutely. If any of our listeners, if you'd like to weigh in on this discussion and send me an SMS 34519 or a telegram 0618951019, even after my discussion now with Jonathan, love to pose your thoughts. And Jonathan, a really interesting take. Thank you for sharing your time with us. And Jonathan Feldstein, president at Genesis 123 Foundation. Thank you so much once again.